Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
One of the greatest keys to success for a business in the long term is effective succession planning. But many leaders put off planning for their departure as if that day may never come. In this edition of By Your Life, we talk about how we live our spiritual lives in the same way, putting off our departure from this world, as if by ignoring it, we might delay it, and what we should do instead. Welcome to the 140th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know you have 100 different things that you could be doing right now, so thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the first Sunday of Advent. I've done a lot of work with family-owned businesses over the years, and like any business, one of the greatest keys to success for the long term is effective succession planning. But unlike publicly owned firms, in which the average CEO tenure is 6 years, many family businesses have the same leaders for 20 or 25 years, and with these extended tenures, many put off planning for their departure, as if that day may never come. We live our spiritual lives in the same way, putting off preparing for our departure from this world, as if by ignoring it, we might delay it. But in our gospel on this first Sunday of Advent, Jesus tells us that it could come at any time. He said, "Be watchful, be alert." Whether you lead a business, department, team, or yourself in your current role, one thing is certain: you'll not be in that position forever. The number one job of any leader is to develop his or her people. The top priority for ongoing success in any business is to prepare for the next generation of leaders to take your place. So what are you doing to prepare for your departure, whether it be from your current position at work or from this life in general? A few years ago, I wrote an article for 210 Magazine about Dale and Angie Payne. He was a creative and outgoing environmental engineer, and she was a steady and supportive accountant. Together, they founded A American Containers, and working side by side, they grew the business into a respected provider of containers for secure on-site storage. With Dale's talents as an engineer to guide the company, They expanded from container rental and sales to providing modifications and accessories that serve a wide variety of industries and customer needs. After 10 years in the business, under Dale's leadership, American Container was at the forefront of mom-and-pop container businesses. Dale was an active outdoorsman, skydiver, scuba diver, and martial arts man. But 10 days after his 45th birthday, he had a heart attack that took his life. When Angie described the loss of her husband and the father of her two young children, she said the hardest part, besides surviving his death, was taking Dale's place as the leader of our company. Dale was so intelligent, confident, and humble. I didn't know how I could even begin to fill those shoes. Angie poured herself into the business, trying to figure out what Dale did at work for 70 hours a week. Whether he knew it or not, Dale had prepared for his passing and for Angie to take over leading the company. While searching for some documents one day, Angie discovered Dale's handwritten notes that were filled with guiding principles that keep her grounded to this day. He wrote, "Keep your eye on the prize. This requires force of will to make all the mistakes required to get the right answer. There can be no ego to get in the way. Otherwise, you will not acknowledge your mistakes." I wrote another article for the same magazine about another woman who was unexpectedly thrust into the role of CEO of the Dwyer Group of franchise businesses when her father's life was cut short at age 60. Just as Dale Payne had done for Angie, Don Dwyer Sr. left his daughter, Dina Dwyer Owens, with the grounding principles he used to run the company he built. Like the handwritten notes that Dale passed on to Angie, Don Dwyer Sr. left behind his code of values, which were founded upon his Catholic faith, were the principles he lived, and upon which he built and grew his business. The Dwyer Group code of values state, "We believe in superior service to our customers, our community, and to each other as members of the Dwyer Group family. We believe in counting our blessings every day in every way. We believe success is a result of clear, cooperative, positive thinking. We believe that loyalty adds meaning to our lives. We believe management should seek out and recognize what people are doing right and treat every associate with respect. We believe challenges should be used as learning experiences. We believe our Creator put us on this earth to succeed. We will accept our daily success humbly, knowing that a higher power is guiding us. We believe in the untapped potential of every human being. Every person we help achieve their potential fulfills our mission. We believe we must re-earn our position every day, in every way. And we believe in building our country through the free enterprise system. We demonstrate this belief by continually attracting strong people to the Dwyer Group." Dina always credits the code of values at the Dwyer Group for fostering the environment that makes the company unique. At every opportunity, Dina passionately shares the code with employees and franchisees throughout the company. She said, "I am certain that the successful growth of the company has been and will continue to be founded on the code of values." After holding the position of CEO for 15 years, Dina handed those reins over to another amazing and capable leader who had been with the company for more than 30 years and continues to lead the business today. She took on the title of executive chairwoman, and her primary responsibility was the culture of the company. She said, "My number one priority is making sure that we live the Dwyer Group's code of values, no matter how large we get." I thought about the legacy these two men left for those who would carry on after them. It wasn't so much that they had developed clear processes and procedures for others to follow, although they likely did that. What was of greatest value were the foundational principles that would guide their successors, regardless of the challenges they would face. And I think the principles that have guided these two companies and our readings this first Sunday of Advent share similar messages that will benefit us as we enter the Advent season. First, let's not forget that the purple of Advent reflects that it is a time of penance and a time to spiritually go to the place where we acknowledge our failures and need for a Savior. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah acknowledges our propensity to sin, crying out, "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" I think Dale Payne recognized this human condition when he wrote, "There can be no ego to get in the way. Otherwise, you will not acknowledge your mistakes." And the same principle is reflected in Don Dwyer Sr.'s Code of Values, where he said, "We believe challenges should be used as learning experiences, and our Creator put us on this earth to succeed. We will accept our daily success humbly, knowing that a higher power is guiding us." In addition, the prophet Isaiah realized that pride was an obstacle to growing in holiness, and both of these men realized that humility, not pride, is required to succeed in business. As the prophet Isaiah lamented in our first reading, "All our good deeds are like polluted rags." Reflecting on this verse, Bishop Barron said, "Everything in us is tainted by sin, even the best things we accomplish. We can't rest on our laurels. We shouldn't allow pride in our accomplishments to get in the way of our need for continuous improvement." Dale Payne said the same thing when he wrote, "Keep your eye on the prize. This requires the force of will to make all the mistakes required to get to the right answer." The Dwyer Group Code of Values echo the same thought, saying, "We believe we must re-earn our position every day in every way. We cannot be so satisfied with what we have already achieved that we make no further effort. We can't rest on our laurels at work, nor should we in our spiritual life." When we think about succession planning, we are simply acknowledging that our lives are not about us. Just as others who came before us shared their knowledge, experience, and their faith with us, we are obligated to continue this succession with those who will take our places. Just as Don Dwyer believed in the untapped potential of every human being, every person we help achieve their potential fulfills our mission, and we too are expected to pass it along. So as we enter this Advent season, let's remember that it's not about the shopping, decorating, the lights, songs, or the food. It's about preparing our hardened hearts for the coming of the Savior we badly need, because even though we do not know the day or the time, we will be departing sometime, so we must be watchful, be alert. Let's use these principles to guide us. Let's keep our eyes on the prize. Let's keep looking for the right answer. Let's hope in the higher power that is guiding us. And let us allow ourselves to be clay molded by the Father's hands, asking our Father to help us. Father, our faithful Creator, help us to continually remember you are in control. When we are anxious about our work, remind us that we are in the palm of your hand. May your grace flow over us, helping us to recognize our failures and grow from our mistakes. Help us to prepare our minds and hearts for the gift of your Son and share this gift with each person we encounter throughout our days. Amen. And may God bless you abundantly this week, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. You can forward, share, or click to post on our website at buyyourlife.com. Also, check out the resources page, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think. So give me some feedback or just leave a comment.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.